I just want to say that it is an unfortunate circumstance that you got two children whose lives collided that day and has dramatically changed everything. Regardless of whether you agree whether he's guilty or innocent, or you think that he's guilty or innocent, you have to understand that it's a lot of lives that got impacted that day that that child decided that he, well, that young man decided that he wanted to take another young man's life, and or if you're on the other side of the fence, he said that he wanted to defend himself with a knife that was in his bag. But either way, look at the repercussions of their actions. Everything is a butterfly effect. What you do affect what everybody else experiences, and so on and so forth. And we do not take into account the lives that we ruin, the lives that we impact, the people that we that have to suffer from our decisions and the things that we do on a daily basis. It is a bad situation all the way around. There is no good that can come from it. Whether he's innocent, whether he's guilty, it's always going to be a life, and their lives are always transformed. Their parents' lives, the brother's life, the twin brother, everybody, the people in the school's lives are completely transformed. What was supposed to be a fun day at a track meet turned into a disaster. And now we're on the verge of a race war because everybody wants to make it about race. However, Austin Metcalf's father, the father, the single father that was raising his twin boys, he pulled up to the press conference that was about to be had from the mother and the family. And this is basically what happened, y'all.
Now to new developments on that deadly stabbing in Frisco. The suspect's family, for the first time, called a news conference to reject some rumors circulating online. Reporter Jobin Panicker says it all changed when the victim's father walked in.
Well, this is such a tragic case, and it is sad all around, but it's also had its share of surprises, and what happened this morning is no different. We were all waiting to hear the Anthony family talk for the first time on the record. It was supposed to start at 11. 10 minutes turned into 20, then 30. The reason? Austin Metcalf's father, Jeff Metcalf, had walked in.
He was not invited. He knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family.
This is where Coppers Ken King 2 says, "Aunt, damn, Anton, you sold out, my brother." Is it Friday? I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. So I don't know if people are trolling so that they can get a reaction out of me, but I'm open to the possibility of giving you a reaction if that's what y'all really want. Do y'all want me to crash out on a Friday? I got my motorcycle out. The weather is going to be good. It's going to be almost 80 degrees. It's perfect riding weather. Got my helmet and all of that stuff.
But he did it.
Carmelo Anthony is charged with murder in his son's death at a track meet in Frisco on April 2nd. Jeff Metcalf said nothing. He just stood and waited. The group hosting this told him to leave or they'd call Dallas police. The group's founder, Dominique Alexander, made this statement.
It's a disrespect to the dignity of his son.
Jeff Metcalf was escorted out by DPD before the family arrived to speak. Ultimately, it was not a court order that made him leave, but because the owner of the building said he was trespassing. Metcalf shook hands with officers and then left. This press conference was about hearing from Carmelo's mom, Kayla Hayes, and we finally did.
We believe in legal process, and that is where the truth will come out. To the family who experienced the loss, my heart truly goes out to you.
The family says they've endured threats, lies, and racial harassment over the last 2 weeks.
Our family has been under attack.
Mostly over a fundraising page they say they haven't been able to access until Wednesday. They're fighting claims they're profiting off of this or living lavishly from the funds raised.
We have endured death threats. My husband had to take a leave of absence because he's afraid what may happen to our family.
We've asked for comment from Jeff Metcalf. He told us not to quote him. We're also told this will be the last time we hear from the Anthony family before a possible trial. But that will not stop all the talk from the outside and any more surprises that have come with this case.
So I went and got my helmet just in case we decided to crash out so that I can have the ability to protect myself, because I don't want no problems. I just want to give my opinion, and I want to speak. What do they call it? What do the blackity blacks say? They want to speak truth to power. I don't want no problems, man. I really don't. I'm chilling. I'm slow motion. It's Friday. I don't feel like getting my blood pressure up, cussing y'all out. I recently turned 43 years old. I'm not even a week into my 43rd year around the sun. Why y'all want me? Why y'all want me out here? This what y'all want? Huh? Want me to put my buckle up? Want me to buckle up just in case I crash out? Y'all want me to go get a black hoodie? That's what you want? Hmm? CEO Tim. Well, I wouldn't be much of a content creator if I wasn't extra. Now would I, Tiff? I wouldn't be much of a content creator if I wasn't extra. I don't know how I sold out. Did I kill somebody? Did I kill somebody? Are y'all familiar with anybody that could say that Anton from AntonDaniels.com decided to take somebody else's life? My shade back down. Did I kill somebody? What's the problem? Did I poison my community? Did I sell drugs to somebody? How did I sell out? I employ black people. I married a black woman. I got a black daughter. I pour into my community. I never left Detroit. And I do all of the things. Did I do something to somebody? How did I sell out? Interesting. Well, let's watch the second video. This is other footage of Austin Metcalf's father pulling up to the press conference and getting escorted out.
Hello, everyone. We are about to approach and get started in a few minutes.
Somebody said, what is up with the helmet? They want me to crash out, so I decided to get some protection. Yep, and I'm going on tour this summer. Every time I be thinking to myself, I'm not going on tour this summer. I don't want to bust down nobody's girl. This is what you do to me.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. So we can put some house rules together. If we can swing over here and swing across the wall, we have security that are here in the building. We have a blended of Dallas Police Department and security for the Next Generation Action Network. Let me make this very clear because I say this unapologetically. The Next Generation Action Network has never played with the safety and security of anything. We don't play those type of games, all right? We like to, whenever we're doing a protest or anything, everybody in the media know we don't play when it comes to safety and security. So we're gonna ask one time for it and ask you to slide over just one time. We're not gonna ask anybody something twice, okay? I will make sure that the safety of this family is ensured. It won't happen on my watch. I just want you to know so that you can quote it. If we have to ask more than once, just know that's coming at the direction of me. You can quote me on it. All right?
So, anyways, they did escort dude out from the press conference, the father. The father didn't come in there and make a stink about it. He didn't trip about it. I'm going to just go ahead and go black shirt for the rest of the day because y'all want that type of energy, and I want to be prepared just in case I got to give it to you. But, yeah, man, they decided to escort the dude out on one hand, you can say, well, is this a safety and security issue? If it isn't, then I wouldn't trip. On the other hand, you could say, as long as he didn't cause a disruption, maybe he should have been okay being there. And then on the other hand, you can say, well, it's a private event and the owner of the building are the ones that determine whether or not you can be there. So it's not like it's a public space. But then the flip side, you have to say, well, what's the possibility of what could happen? If it was me, I would not have been treating him like a criminal. I would not have said no reckless stuff like he know better than to be here. Ain't no way in the world I would have the balls to say to a grieving father whose son was just stabbed, you know better than to be here. I also believe that it's a way. Listen, the best way to quell this, if sane heads were prevailing, if the father, for example, forget the spokesperson because I've heard enough about him. If the father was smart, if the father wanted to put his son in the best position possible, if he wanted to quell all of the problems and the issues and the stuff of how this is taking over social media, what he would have done, what he should have done, is walked up to him and maybe embrace him or ask him or something like that, but have a conversation with him. He seems like a godly man. The Austin Metcalf, if you looked at any of his interviews, if you've seen him, any conversations or anything like that, he seems like a person that is reasonable. Even when he was escorted out, he shook the police officer's hand. Let me show you. I'll go back to it. When he was being escorted out, he was shaking the police officer's hand. Now, first, let me let you hear what the spokesman was saying. This is why the spokesman responded to it. Check it out.
Now to new developments on that deadly stabbing in Frisco. The suspect...
The reason...
He knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family.
He knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family. Somebody get this guy a coaching call from Anton from AntonDaniels.com. Just because you put on a suit and a tie and you get a haircut does not mean that you are qualified to speak on behalf of anybody. And this is how you know that they let anybody become a spokesman, stand on a pulpit, become a pastor. Anybody can do anything at any time, because if that is not the most insensitive thing that you can possibly say, that then stokes, it doesn't quell, it doesn't make anything better. The whole idea of a press conference is to give clarity, to maybe calm fears, and then to be transparent with your thoughts as far as making sure that the people know that you're communicating clearly, and hopefully you can head off anything that could happen, would happen, or quell any rumor or anything like that. But for you to say he knows not to be anywhere near this family is crazy. Is crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Again, if it was me and if sane heads prevailed, you go over there, you kick it with him, and then you start to have some level of unity so that people can heal. And the problem is that we want to beef with each other so bad. Black people want to riot and tear up something so bad. White people want to defend themselves and they want to be able to get into it so bad. And people are just itching. They're itching. They ain't got nothing better to do. They ain't went to work in 2 days. They off on Good Friday. They kids is at home. They can't wait to preach some level of racism into the whole sphere and stuff like that. They can't wait to get into a confrontation. And that is the problem with us today. That is why y'all children can't walk away from a confrontation. This is why they carrying knives in really, really good neighborhoods. They are doing this because they do not know how to have any level of conflict resolution, because they get it from their pastors, they get it from their fathers, they get it from their family, they get it from their emotional mothers, and this is the problem. This is the problem why it continues to just stoke and stoke and stoke and stoke. Why we want to beef with each other so bad? Why you hate white people so much? Why you hate black people so much? People can't wait to beef. What was he hoping to accomplish with his presence? Maybe he wanted clarity. Maybe he wanted to look the family in the eye. Maybe he wanted closure. Why you keep calling your girlfriend and said that she don't want to see you no more? What do you keep popping up at her house at, late at night, driving by, thinking that she don't know where you at? Why you keep getting restraining orders against you, big dog? The same person that asked that question. Why you got a restraining order from you, from your girlfriend? What are you hoping to get out of this situation when you know she with her new man? You know he more qualified. You know he got more money. You know he busting her down for a real one. She look refreshed every single time she leave out the house in the morning. She wind up quitting her job and decided that she wanted to be a stay-at-home wife. Why you keep driving by the house every day? Can't ask a man who his son just got stabbed in his heart, what are you looking to accomplish with your, what you mean? I'm looking for something. I'm looking for an apology, answers, closure, help. How can you make sense of the logical questions that you answering from an illogical situation where your son was here today? You sent him off from school. He looked healthy and happy, and then he gone tomorrow. What are you talking about? Are you thinking? What would you do if you sent your son off to school and then next you sent twins and then it came back just one? What? How would you be feeling? How would you handle this situation? What are you looking to get into the presence of a person? What do you mean? What do you mean? Honest to God, I'm telling you, these people are out of their mind. Out of their mind. Lauren says he wanted to make a scene and intimidate. With a bunch of cops there and stuff, he wanted to make a scene and intimidate. Listen, you saying you wouldn't even go there unless you wanted to, that's because you're a woman. And this is why we say women need to be quiet and get behind a man, because you're emotional. This is why women need to be quiet. We don't need y'all help. We heard enough of y'all leading us to the polls. We don't want to hear nothing else about what y'all would have did. This is why y'all need to be quiet, sit down, get behind a real one, and stop talking so much. Because if you wanted to, you would. And so we don't want to hear from that, because that's not how men handle business. We tired of y'all putting the battery in our back to crash out. You mean you wouldn't have showed up unless you wanted to? We know. That's why we keep telling y'all to sit down, be quiet. Y'all wanted me to put the black shirt on today. You wanted this. You wanted me to sit here and give you a life lesson as a result of this man showing up to the press. Okay, well, we here now. We here now. Every time I see my chick, she be, hey, sit down for a second. I got this. And she just calm, relax, go lay down, go in her little makeup room and do what she got to do and just enjoy herself. That ain't your business. What you in men's, what? What you running down to get the door for? I got this. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What's going on here? I got it. This is why y'all don't need to be in men's business. Stay out the way. Anyways.